Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. Welcome to our new episode, where we're going to go over what are we doing for self-love, because in our last episode, we talked about what self-love meant to us. And this is Jocelyn speaking, sorry. And with me today is June, Drew, and Nicole. If y'all want to say a quick hi, June.
Hello.
How about you, Drew?
Hi, everyone.
And hello. Nicole wasn't with us last time, so really quick, Nicole, will you let everyone know what self-love meant to you?
So I picked the how to love the food that you eat. That's the one that I picked for the last time, and I wasn't able to be there, so I apologize. So the food, and I'm just going to touch a little bit on that. Love the food that you eat. Enjoy the food. Take the time to eat it. Think about it. Be mindful about it when you eat it. I know a lot of us are always on the go and we're always rushing, so we just like shove something in our mouth just to get something in your body because you're hungry or starving, hangry, whatever the case is. But try to take the time to, you know, sit down, turn the TV off, turn off all the distractions, and really enjoy what you're eating, whatever the food is. I don't think there's any good or bad food. You need to enjoy whatever you eat.
And I think that goes back to another episode where we talk about reasons not to be on a diet. So feel free to go back to that episode. I think it was a good one. And Nicole also brought it up, so Nicole's really good at this info. but June is in a new county. You want to tell us what county you're in and how's it going? And then we'll get into what we're doing for self-love.
So I'm living in Uvalde. My husband got a transfer, so we moved about 3 weeks ago. And now I'm in Dimmitt County. So the question is, are we going to change Fablo's name? Because currently it's Frio, Atascosa, B County, Live Oak, and now Wilson. And so, no, we're not going to change Fablo, but we are going to say you've been Fabloed. Somewhere, we'll add the D in somewhere. But, so yeah, in Dimmitt County, and for self-love, I had talked about decluttering because we moved, and I'm trying to go through boxes and decide what we want, what we don't want. But my self-love had a long list of things, and right now what I'm focusing on is getting outside. So we formed a team of six for Beach to Bay in May. Team tons of buns. and so I've been trying to practice for the 5K. I'm up to 1.76 miles. Woohoo!
That's really good. Mm-hmm.
And awesome. It's been really nice because with the stress of starting a new workplace and also just trying to get settled in our house still, it's nice to get that break and be outside. We get outside for about 40 minutes, and that is what I'm actually doing for self-love. How about you, Drew?
Well, my self-love was loving yourself like you love your family. So, in other words, taking care of yourself like you do your family. You always tend to put like your kids and your family first. And so mine was loving yourself. So for me, it was kind of exercise, and it was the de-stress and everything with that exercise. And so I actually, with some friends, started a team too. And ours is the Walk Across Texas that we have. And so we have a team for Walk Across Texas. And we have, there's teams of eight. And I think we might have hit the eight now because people keep adding and talking about what we're doing. But we have been exercising. It's been really great to get out there, being held accountable, because now we also have a group text where we all tell each other, hey, I did this today. I did, you know, we have one person that goes to the gym. We have one person that works out during lunch. We have another that goes in the morning. And to hear all that during the day, it's like, okay, I got to do this too. And once you do, like, I have noticed that I feel better. I'm not as angry, I guess, because I'm mad at myself for not doing it. Mm-hmm. And so it has felt really good just getting out and going for a walk. Or what I have been doing also is I have just a collection of workout videos. So I've been trying different ones and seeing which one I like again.
I like that idea.
It is. It's been fun. It's nice. I hurt right now, but you know, that's part of it. It's that feel good hurt where you know you've done something. And it has also helped my diet because I don't, you know, I think about it and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not eating that. My son got a Snickers bar, the frozen kind Snickers bar the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream. And I had a bite and I have never had one. And June's shaking her head like, oh, gross. I loved it. And I just had a bite. And so now I got one the other day because, I don't know, we went to the store and I just got an insanely amount of ice cream. But that Snicker bar has been in there a week and I'm still eating it. So I just have a bite a night.
That's really good.
And it has actually, it settled my craving, but I don't want it. Well, I want to eat the whole thing. But I think about like, okay, I just went to try to do that run walk thing, or I just did that workout video, though I really want to waste those calories. And so I don't. And so that has helped me a lot.
But you're still enjoying what you mm-hmm. like.
Just you're not depriving.
Yeah, you're not depriving yourself. You're just enjoying it, just in moderation.
Right.
All about it's just to curb that craving. And,
well, should I join in that it's cookie time too for Girl Scouts? So I had Thin Mints.
Oh, have you tried frozen Thin Mints? They're like the best.
No.
You stick them in the freezer and they're delicious.
Oh gosh. No. This is dangerous. Maybe one cookie a night now.
So like speaking of running and stuff, and then eating sweets afterwards, the Valentine's heart cookies, like the pink ones, they're out now. I love those.
Those are my favorite.
So the other day I was at work and that's all I was thinking about. Like when I get home, I want those pink Valentine cookies. And I got home and it's like, okay, I gotta go running. Went for a run. Then I came back and so I was like, you want a cookie? And I didn't want it because it's like you just worked out and the thought of eating something sweet.
Appealing at the moment.
Lesson.
That's a really good accomplishment.
Yeah, or go exercise, whatever, and then you probably won't crave mm-hmm. the sweet.
And I do. I like some, you know, like with dinner or something, I'll have a glass of wine or afterwards, and I haven't even wanted that because mm-hmm. it's like, oh God, you know, that's just empty calories. Why do I want it? Just fill up a water bottle and just sit there and, you know, we watch TV or whatever.
So you're probably, you know, normally you have a glass of wine to kind of de-stress, and now you're mm-hmm. using the exercise to help mm-hmm. de-stress.
That's a good point.
I should do that more often than I do.
How about you, Jocelyn?
So mine was to mentally get out of my head, I guess, because I'm always thinking of things I need to do, content-wise. And I've been okay. I have done a few meditations. Again, I'm a big tone-it-up girl. I like what they do because most of the workouts are 30 minutes or less, and that's usually what I can squeeze in. Sometimes I'll do more if I'm up for it. But they also have meditation videos, and they're like 8 minutes long. So I'll try to do that once a week. But I've also noticed I try to give myself one episode. None of the watching back-to-back episodes anymore, unless it's the weekend. But just watching one episode of 30 minutes with no one, like, not thinking about work, not thinking about anything, it's been good. So, like, giving myself at least 30 minutes of a mental break is great. But I've also noticed that I kind of tie myself, which is a good or bad thing. Like, I'll see, like, it's 8, I'm like, okay, stop, I got to go back and do this. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because I'm still going back to work and I really should just leave work at work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always creating something. Like, I just created this storyboard video. So I was like, go back and edit it, finish it today. So I don't know if I really should just like, no, there's tomorrow.
Yes.
And that's something I need to work on, I think, still. But at least I'm giving myself that 30-minute break, I think. So many wins.
I think it's a good start. And like you said, many wins, because it is like that start of, okay. And I think you want to do so much that I mean, and it's very, like, you're motivated to do it. And so it does. So I think it's great, but I think it is many steps because that's what it always is. Like, we need to learn how to leave work
at work.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there.
And it's very, I think it's very hard for us, you know, with our profession to do that because, you know, we may have parents or kids that, you know, need something or want something after hours, and you have to, you know, you have to put your own limit on, okay, yes, I will reply to this, this text message after, you know, up to a certain time in the evening, and then after that, it's just going to have to wait. Right. Because then you're taken away from your own family. You don't want to do that. You know, you have to, I mean, I set boundaries, try to.
Stand boundaries, yeah. I don't have that problem in my county, but it's more on people want me to create stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And that's where I need to stop saying, well, you know, I can do this, but it's going to take me some time. Don't be bugging me. Yes. Because I kind of shine in making some stuff, and then because of that, they're like, oh, Jocelyn can make it. Yeah, but I also have a program I have to implement, and I have grad school, and yes, I'm single, and I remember someone telling me that when I first came into Extension. They're like, just because you're single doesn't mean you don't get to have your own life. People, like, your job is your job, just for you to allow them to have your personal life. So if you want to go for a run, that's your me time. Go for a run. I think a lot of people don't see that, and they're like, well, you know, you don't have a family to go home to, so you probably live for this. You still need
peace of mind.
And I'm like, correction, I have McQueen, he is my baby. He carries a lot of my time.
I mean, it's you have to take care of yourself as well. Back to Drew's thing, taking care of yourself self-care. Just as much as you would your family.
I don't think that's fair to say just because you're single, you should work more either. Nope. You still need a life. You still need, your life is no more important than mine because I have a family and you don't. You do have a family, you know? And so, like, that's where we need to draw boundaries. And that's where we, as even Americans, we push ourselves to do stuff. And, you know, it's always kind of the rat race thing.
Yeah.
And we need to learn how, other countries are more healthy than us because they can put work behind. They can kind of sit back and relax and say, no, it's okay. You know? Costa Rica, Puerto Vida, you know? I mean, that's what it is.
That's how a lot of other cultures, since living in other countries, you know, we live to work, whereas other countries, they work just, you know, to live. Mm-hmm. So they do what they have to do to make the income that they need, and then they enjoy their life. And I think that's where Americans, you know, a lot of times we work too much and not enjoy your family.
I think it's just what's implied, like, oh, well, she's not working as hard as I am. You know, that whole thing.
That shouldn't be it.
I know.
Yeah.
That's kind of our profession, too, though. That's who we're around. Oh, well, who's working harder? Like, we're just, it's like we're almost, I always say this when sometimes my husband and I fight, and I'm like, you know what, we're on the same team and we're fighting to who's going to kick the goal in. Like, this isn't working, you know? Like, so sometimes I feel like we do that even as coworkers. Like, oh, you feel like, oh, I have to do a little better, or I have to do this. And it's not. We're all on the same team to better
ourselves.
Better the lives of the communities and stuff. And so we're all fighting for that same goal, you know? So, and, you know,
maybe that's something that we can take back, you know, to our coworkers. Like, okay, well, you know, if you see them stressed out over something, like, how can I help you get your program ready? You know, if it's taking up, you know, you have something else going on, you know, what can I do to help you?
But sometimes, if you've ever been in the loophole, this is just more like, I'm a horrible person, but I'm like, oh, I offered, but I didn't really want to help you.
Like, that's just like human nature. When you smile and wave and say, okay.
I was like, why did I upload?
I really didn't have time for this, so now you're stressing me out. But
yeah, and then I just want to throw in, because I'm looking at our February newsletter. Go look at it. Jessica's little self-love was a Winnie the Pooh quote, and it was, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
Aww.
So if you need a little mantra, that's a cute one to repeat on when you're walking, or even just wake up in the morning, just repeat that quote. Cause I think that was really cute. Can't even talk. Sorry. Cute and sweet, which is Jessica's tagline. Stay sweet.
And you know what? I sent it to you, Jocelyn, but there was a little YouTube clip. It was this little three-year-old that does gymnastics. And this little girl is a little awesome little girl for gymnastics. But it was so funny because Ellen asked her, well, aren't you scared? What happens when you fall? And she looked at her in this really confused way and just said, you get up when you fall. Like, and it was so funny because it was like, you know, we're taking it so deeply, like, oh, that's right, you know? And this little girl just, like, it just like, you know, that little innocence of, what do you mean? When you fall, you just get back up. Yeah. So that's what we do. And it was the cutest thing. And it also showed you, like, it just really hit you, like, oh, yeah, you do.
It's simple. It's not the end of the world. We can handle it. Mm-hmm. Just keep on going. And then talking about our friend Erica, she brought up a good point, like, you leave your past in the past, but move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to do every day, just move forward. Mm-hmm. Any last final thoughts to wrap up this episode?
Stay safe.
Stay sweet.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.